Post-Hypnotic Press presents an unabridged recording of The Transgender Child, a handbook for families and professionals. Narrated by Michael Patonin.
Foreword. Autobiographical, sociological, and psychological books and novels about transgenderism abound. While the autobiographers often painfully recount their earliest gender discomfort, there's little evidence of their having received proper evaluation, counseling, or support. Early medical intervention is absent. Until the advent of the Internet, parents of transgender children were convinced that they were the only parents on the planet confronting the conundrum of gender identity variance in the face of their child's consistent genotypic, phenotypic, and biochemical sex. When their gender-variant behavior became obvious to the immediate and extended family, neighbors, classmates, and school personnel, most children were subject to ridicule, verbal bullying, and physical abuse. Parents were advised to redirect their children's gender behavior or to restrict their access to the variant clothes and toys to a single room in the home and not to express atypical gender behavior elsewhere in word, dress, or behavior. Evidence for this approach is limited to just a few longitudinal studies, claiming that less than 20% of gender-variant children will become transgendered adults. Mostly boys were studied, and the majority were later defined as gay. These studies have been questioned because the subjects were gleaned from clinics overflowing with other psychological comorbidities. Nevertheless, the question is how to help the 8-to-10-year-old child who has been digging in their heels for 5 years or longer about their gender identity and gender role, and is terrified about the prospect of puberty.